Hey y'all, DJ Louie here, just dropping a snippet of the capstone to our Ariana Grande series, where Bustle's Nolan Feeney and I are discussing her seventh studio album, Eternal Sunshine, which came out this past Friday. Nolan and I are digging into all of our thoughts on the new record, what's working, what's not, what is happening here, how Ariana is addressing all the fascination with her public narrative, how the music advances, etc., etc. If you enjoy this snippet and you want to hear the rest of this episode, you can go to patreon.com/poppantheon or click the link in the show notes of this episode to subscribe, or you can subscribe for the audio only directly in the Apple Podcasts app. So here's that snippet. In the late 2018 into 2019 moment of Sweetener into Thank You Next, there was this kind of perfect storm that created what I would describe as her imperial phase, which was sort of like basically the Thank You Next single and then album run, in which like there was this like incredible coming together of like utter fixation on her inner turmoil, her public narrative, Manchester, Mac Miller's death, Pete Davidson's relationship and breakup, and the way that that all came together into like an artistic revelation on Thank You Next felt like just this really singular moment in her career that she just kind of executed perfectly in pop star terms. Like it was just this moment where like she used everything that was going on personally, and then the way that we were viewing that, to sort of like take an artistic leap and find a real like singular voice and how she reacted to all of that. And I think in some ways that has created expectations or a level of performance in those circumstances that has affected this album cycle. And I think that sort of like particularly plays into the lead single Yes And, which came out a month and a half ago or so, and I feel like has had a bit of like a mixed reaction because of how well executed the Thank You Next moment was. Because here we are again in another moment of tabloid controversial interest in Ariana's private life, and you know she hasn't come out looking particularly great to some of the fans, because you know, as I guess we can just summarize very quickly, she is in a relationship now with a guy that she met on the set of Wicked, Ethan Slater, and like, you know, due to internet sleuthing and whatever, we don't actually know the timeline of the whole thing, but like there seems to be a narrative that's coalesced that she's like basically like stolen this woman's husband. He was married at the time that they met and was becoming a new father, and they started dating in a way that like I think many people feel seems to line up with the fact that like basically Ariana stole this woman's husband. And that's been like kind of the narrative that's like sweeping around her as we enter the cycle. So the fact that Thank You Next was such like an elegant response to a lot of like the narrative that had been going on before that era, there was sort of a feeling of expectation about like how will she replicate that response or the elegance of that response. And I think Yes And, which does very directly and in somewhat similar terms, I feel like, to Thank You Next, just in terms of its energy and its like POV on how she responds to this thing, is definitely like working in the same idea as Thank You Next, but I think many people feel like is less successful than Thank You Next in responding to those things.
I think you judge a pop star by the standards they set for themselves. And when you're like naming all of your exes on right. Thank You Next, like right. you sort of establish the precedent that like you're willing to go there and you're willing to put it all out there. Mm. And people really responded to that. And so I do think when I first heard Yes And, I did think that there was a little bit of, I don't want to say holding back. And I don't know how much of this is also just like the gap between when it's announced and when you hear it, your brain can run a little wild. And right. so I'm like fully like have fan fiction down the chorus of my head, where I was expecting her to be like, you think I'm a homewrecker? Yes, and like, you think I'm too skinny? Yes, and like, I thought she was just gonna name check every single media scandal that she has been attached to and just yes. like really go there. And so yes. I think I was like a little underwhelmed when it actually turns out to be this just like put your lipstick on, right. Yas Queen kind
non-specific.
Of
non-specific,
you know, general sentiment. Yeah. She does go there a little bit in the bridge. And I do think the album overall actually does feel like it offers a pretty like intimate snapshot. But I did think, at least as far as the single is confirmed, you know, it was presented as sort of a clapback, but that actually I think seems a little ambivalent about how much it wants to go there. It didn't quite rise to the same level of Thank You Next for me on those grounds.
Yeah, it's like not as precise. And I think that like people had kind of come to expect that precision from her, and it's energetically so similar to Thank You Next. If she almost took like an entirely different approach to responding to it, perhaps like we could have accepted wanted it on other terms, but I think it kind of wants it both ways. It wants to have it both ways. Like, it wants to tell you that it's Thank You Next sequel and then doesn't actually, like, operate as the Thank You Next sequel. So it's almost, like, kind of put itself in a bind in that way, I feel. And, like, it's hard to call a song that debuted at number one, like, not a success, but it's definitely not, like, the zeitgeisty moment that Thank You Next was. And I think it kind of wanted to be in a way, or, like, it at least was telegraphing that it should be. And I'm just wondering, like, A, just, like, watching Ariana in the press cycle for this record, like, I know you were saying you watched clips from the Zach Sang interview and from Zane Lowe, and I watched them both too, and just kind of like her vibe in this era, just even on social media, she's much more guarded in general. She seems as though the last 4 years has been, I don't know, like a time of real personal reflection for her, and she seems like she's matured a lot, and I think that seems also like it means that she has kind of like put a bit of a wall up, it seemed, and I'm talking about prior to hearing the record. She's not as present on social media. She's not as interactive with her fans as she used to be. And then, of course, like the run of Sweetener, Thank You Next, Positions was like this almost like waterfall effect of just like openness about her life. Like, she just kind of became almost like an open book, and in the best possible way for a pop star, was translating a lot of that like through the music itself. And it just felt like that was the vibe around her, and that was like a very successful approach for her for those three albums and for that particular period of her career. And just energetically right now, I think the energy of Yes and its guardedness and broadness and lack of specificity speaks to a larger energy that she's bringing at this moment, which is like, I've had a lot of therapy, and through that therapy I've learned that like I can't be this porous creature in public, and that I need to have a bit more of distance between like how much I just open myself like a wound to the public, even if, you know, that's what everybody like was really responding to about my prior music and persona. Because that was another thing, she was also a very generous interviewee. There was a feeling around her of like this kind of gregariousness, this like gameness that it felt like was very charming and an important part of her pop star persona that feels like both Yes and like just her presence in these interviews as I've been watching her. Like, she's definitely much more quiet, thoughtful, and wanting to like keep a certain distance between herself and the audience. And I feel like that translated into the song.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can start to see her thinking about like all these things and boundaries and healing and how much she wants to conduct herself in the public eye and live her life. Like, you start to see a little bit of that on Positions album. It was sort of like so early in the pandemic, like that was like October 2020 or something. Yeah, but right. Like, we still had a lot of that time indoors, personal growth, reflection period to come out the other side on.
Yes. So in thinking about Yes and like the lead up to this record, and then like where we are today, I mean, even just as like music, like what kind of expectations did that single set in your mind for like the album that we were going to eventually get here? Like, how did this song, before you heard the rest of the record, set this album up in your mind?
You know, going into this, I felt like her music needed a little jolt of energy, not necessarily in like tempo, but I felt like, you know, one of the downsides of being really prolific as she was from, you know, 2018, 2019, 2020, is that I think by the time Positions came out, there was a little bit of like business as usual. It had some specific flavors to it and certainly was telling a different story than the other records. I think I was kind of like, okay, like this is here now. Like, she made another album, she's just like churning them out, and it sort of felt like it didn't have the same life to it the way Thank You Next came so soon after Sweetener but already felt so vital.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, going into this one, I was curious to see where that sort of like injection of energy was going to come from, whether it was new collaborators or new sounds or the story she's telling or anything that just kind of signaled to the listener that like this wasn't just like, well, I guess I'll make an album now, let me just like, here's what I've recorded, let me just put it out freely.
Right.
And I did think that Yes and had that, because the nods to Madonna's Vogue, I think, are really fun. You know, she sort of played with that kind of like breezy house music sound before.
Yes.
She, I think, finds different ways to breathe new life into the sort of like pop R&B sound that I think is like her wheelhouse. And so it didn't feel like she reinvented the wheel, but it didn't feel complacent. It felt like it was trying to grab your attention. It was trying to, you know, make you perk up a little bit. And I do think it was successful on that ground, but it sort of reignited whetted my appetite a little bit that it wasn't just going to be, again, recorded some songs, here they are, I'm just going to put them out. There was more purpose behind it.
Yes. Although now having heard the record, a head fake in some ways.
Yeah. Oh, it's like such a weird first taste of it too.
Yes.
Because it feels so like almost kind of from a different project. It's really jarring for me when I'm listening to the album in sequence and Yes And comes on.
Yes, agree. The drag queen Lux Noir London from Drag Race tweeted the other day, I love Eternal Sunshine. My one note would be that Yes And should have been the last track. And I was like, actually kind of true. Like it almost feels like one of those lead singles that like needs to just be like thrown on the end of the record because it does feel so head fakey, not just in the sense of like the tempo, which like this is not really a dance album. And there's a couple moments that gesture at up-tempo music, but it's really mostly not that, which to the chagrin, I will just aside to everybody here of Russ, my producer, who is like apoplectic about that head fake, like is just genuinely so upset. I think he was similarly actually, and I'm going to bring this record up a couple times when we speak about Eternal Sunshine, but like similarly to the Troye Sivan rollout over the summer of like Rush and then what ended up being kind of like a much quieter, more intimate sounding album. I feel like this record, if you were going into this expecting some sort of like dance floor music, it's not really that. But not just a head fake in that sense, but I think as you were mentioning earlier, like the record is more intimate and revealing than I was expecting based on Yes And, to its benefit in my opinion. Although I think not necessarily in the same way. That was just a preview. If you want to hear the rest of that episode, plus weekly bonus episodes of this show, you can subscribe at patreon.com/poppantheon or by clicking the link in the show notes of this episode, or you can subscribe for the audio only directly in the Apple Podcasts app.